Proclamation number 3602 of 14th of November, 1945. Need and torment of immature souls in the afterlife. The soul which enters the spiritual kingdom completely immaturely has to endure unimaginable torments, yet the nature of these torments is not conceivable for you earthly people, even though you imagine the worst fate on earth as a comparison. For the torments are of a more spiritual nature, caused by the soul's environment which, depending on its state of maturity, is deepest darkness or twilight but always causes torment for the being which desires to be light and powerful because this was its original state. The sense of earthly good is indeed also strongly pronounced in such souls and likewise the cause of great agony, yet the state of darkness is unbearable for them and signifies utmost hardship for them. And the weakened will prevents them from striving towards the light when it falls like a spark into the lightless surroundings to stimulate the souls to follow the ray of light in order to find the source of light. Once the soul has overcome this weakness of will, through the influx of strength from a loving intercession on the part of people, its lot is already considerably better. For the knowledge of moments of light gives it the hope of being able to change its state, and it now pays attention to every slightest dawn, every illumination of its surroundings through such rays of light. And as soon as it herself steps into its glow, it feels an improvement of its situation, for the light touches it beneficently and gives it strength. But it is only touched by a ray of light if it desires it, and this can take an eternity before it liberates itself from its desolate situation through desire for change, for light. For the soul's will is decisive and therefore usually so weakened or completely turned away from God that the rays of light cannot find access to it. Since the being was originally full of light and strength, it will only feel at ease in a state of light and strength and will have to feel every lack as torment. But the nature of the torment is inconceivable to people, yet full of pity they should think of those souls which are abandoned without help through human love and have to remain in a desolate state for eternities before they're released from it. People should imagine the saddest earthly lot and know that it does not yet reach the torment of an immature soul in the beyond, and therefore give it their love. Heartfelt prayer for these souls that they will lose their weakness of will, that they themselves will now muster the strength to desire light, that love will also stir in them, that they will want to be active in work and love. As soon as the soul's will has accepted this direction, its agonizing state will end, and through the influx of light and strength it will be able to work on its ascent development and make up in the beyond for what it neglected to do on earth. To work in love. For only through love can it redeem itself and only through loving activity can it receive light and strength again. Thus it can shape its environment into a light-filled one, which means beatitude for it. To help these souls and their adversity is a work of Christian neighborly love of unheard-of importance, for they are completely helpless and only depend on people's help through loving intercession. And therefore they often stay close to such people who are close to them on earth in order to appeal to them for strength, for help from their agonizing situation. They themselves don't know in what way they can be helped, because in their ignorance and spiritual darkness they also don't know about the blessing of a loving prayer. Yet unconsciously they promise themselves help through people, and you, who are of awakened spirit, should bring it to them and know about the agonies of an imperfectly secluded soul. Even if you cannot measure their depth, help them through heartfelt remembrance and prayer, thereby give them strength, Try to point the souls to the blessing of the working of love and remind them in your thoughts that they can only redeem themselves through love. Make them sensitive to the suffering of other souls and thus try to stimulate them into loving help, always giving them the strength through your prayer to give them the right direction. And you will carry out a merciful work of neighborly love which the souls will eternally thank you for once they have escaped the greatest darkness and eagerly strive upwards. Amen.